Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Connecting Faith. You can hear the show live each weekday at noon on Faith Radio. And there are many more podcasts for this and all our Faith Radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting faith with life.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Neil Stavem, and this is Connecting Faith. I always appreciate you taking a little time out over a lunch hour to spend with us. We're going to talk a little bit about food, particularly the limitations of it, I guess we'll call that, because we're going to talk fasting today, particularly the Daniel fast with Susan Gregory, and we'll focus on feeding your soul, strengthening your spirit, and renewing your body. And Susan has been our guest on the past. We're looking forward to getting her back on again and just taking your questions and getting some great insight. Susan's an author, a Bible teacher, and a Christian life coach, passionate about helping men and women discover the powerful, exemplary life that they can have by following kingdom principles. And she has a ministry called Faith Driven Life. Also has a 90-day online interactive e-course called Choose Life Now. She's author of Out of the Rat Race. She began blogging about the Daniel fast back in 2007, and since launching that site, it has just gotten millions of hits, and we're just honored to have her on with us again today. And before we introduce Susan, I should just mention that when you go to our website, if you've not been there lately, know that we've got a special drawing for Chip Ingram's latest book, Culture Shock, and that's going to help bring to light some of the controversial issues of the day from a biblical perspective. And I just want to encourage you to check that out. We're picking a couple names every day, so an opportunity to get your name in on that. And I hope that you will call in and join us. We've got some copies of Susan's book to give away. I think three or four we'll give away this hour. And we'd love to have you join the program, maybe with a question or maybe even a testimony of how you have found the Daniel fast working for you. Maybe you've been a regular follower of Susan's blog, and love to have you interact with us. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right away. It's 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Or you can go online. You can always connect with us online at myfaithradio.com and then click on the Connecting Faith show page and send your email, a text, a question that way, myfaithradio.com. Ted, you ready to I know you've got your mouth full,
yeah,
so you'll
right.
be eating
Jumping
lunch
in.
During the show. So, no.
During the lunch hour, we're talking about fasting.
Know,
it's okay.
Well,
spiritual
no,
discipline.
This is really a – and in fact, I was telling Susan just before the show, I'd seen something – you know, someplace online about, you know, today was a sort of a national fitness day or get in shape kind of day. And this is one of those areas that I think we often overlook, and we want to get some fresh perspective on it. You know, that we're back in the fall schedule now, kids back in school and kind of in the routine. Say, well, how you doing on your maybe your goals about caring for your body, soul, and spirit? We want to address it today. Susan Gregory, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
Hey, Neil. Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So you've been writing and studying and teaching about this for, what, about 7-8 years now, right?
Yeah. I started in 2007. I didn't invent the fast. I had done it several times myself, and I got a message and one of those urgings from the Lord about writing about the Daniel fast, and I put together a simple blog, and it just has kind of exploded and totally changed my life, like God will do to you every once in a while. So it's been an absolute blessing, and I've been able to connect with people all over the world, teaching them how to have a successful fasting experience.
And you said this was something that you were doing just kind of on your own, right? I mean, you were, and basically, maybe to sum up what we're talking about, the Daniel fast, it talks about it in Daniel chapter 1, isn't it?
Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel 10, and also kind of typical Jewish fasting principles, or what make up the guidelines for the Daniel fast. And it's been around for a long time. It's a partial fast where some foods are eaten and others are restricted. And so the guidelines for how to use this method of fasting come from Daniel 1 and typical Jewish fasting principles. So I had done it on my own, and it was I had tried doing, you know, total fasting where it's, you know, water only. And I'd done that for a few days, and that was successful. But I wanted to do an extended fasting experience. And so which the Daniel fast typically we do for 21 days. And so, yeah, I would practice it at the beginning of the year. And so in December of 2007, I got a message from the Lord right about the Daniel fast. And I thought it was a one-time assignment and had no idea that it would, you know, come into something that would totally change my life and give me wonderful opportunities to interact with people. And, you know, I think we're all called to be blessed to be a blessing. And so that's what I try to do.
Well, this, I guess there is a there's an interest, maybe a renewed interest, isn't it, in this really ancient practice to say this is something that Scripture commends, and so we shouldn't just ignore it, because I think probably most of us have or probably still do most of the time.
Well, you know, I think, Neil, one of the things that is so great about the Daniel fast is that, you know, it's pretty tough in our busy lifestyles to abstain from food for, you know, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. But the Daniel fast is a partial fast. It's a very healthy way to eat. And so you can go about your, you know, daily routines, work, home life, all of those things, still be nourished and still have the amazing effects and benefits of fasting, which the whole purpose of fasting is to draw closer to God. It's like a, you know, kind of a cram course you have, or a highly focused period that you have with God. And so I think it's in God's wonderful care for us that He has raised up the Daniel fast for these times. And it really comes into people hungering for God. And what I say is sometimes you're so hungry that the only way you can be fed is to fast. And so there's so many, you know, with all of the challenges we have in our lives today, the many pressures, you know, and I don't need to tell anybody about it. We all know we've all got so many pressures that, you know, we need to draw closer to God. He is our sanctuary. He is our place of refuge. And so when one of the ways we can do that in an intense way that really can kind of jumpstart us into a strong spiritual experience is fasting.
You know, we maybe use that word certainly during the Lenten season, but abstaining from many things. So if it's not food related, or if it's not about drawing closer to God, is it a fast?
Well, technically, when you look at what the Scriptures say about fasting, it always has to do with food. It always had one in the Hebrew. It's called covering the mouth. The word that is translated, it's cover the mouth. In the Greek, it is abstaining from food. Now, there's great opportunities for us to take some of the clutter out of our lives, to abstain from other things. So maybe like if we're abstaining from television or abstaining from, you know, social media or whatever, so that we can have the time and the presence, that quietness within our spirit to draw closer to God. So that's a really good thing. But it really isn't, as far as the biblical way of fasting always has to do with food. And the thing about it, Neil, is that it affects our whole body. When we've got to make decisions about food, it affects our whole body. And so it's a very powerful thing, and again, part of God's wisdom.
Well, in fact, I guess you're talking about making decisions about food. We probably, that's maybe one of our challenges in our nation, isn't it, that we eat without thinking.
It is. And I think it's part of being, we are so driven by our flesh. We are driven by the I part of us, our egos. It's like, if I want it, I'll eat it. If I want it, I'll buy it. And one of the things, I truly believe the most powerful lesson we get out of fasting is resetting our bodies, resetting our soul, resetting our physical body to be subjected to the spirit as opposed to the flesh. We are so flesh driven. And one of the things that I'm seeing, and I want to kind of raise it up to people who have, you know, maybe read and done some study about the Daniel fast, is that if, you know, the Daniel fast, even though we are able to have food on the fast, it's a partial fast. It's, you know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains. The only beverage is water. There's a lot of, you know, new cookbooks, new things of, look, you can have this while you're on your Daniel fast. You don't have to abstain, or you don't have to go without that juicy burger. Look, you can have this. All of that is still feeding the flesh. It's kind of trying to get around the rules so we can still feed the flesh. And so when we approach fasting in that manner, we're losing out on what is the powerful, powerful benefits of really understanding what does it mean to submit ourselves to the Lord? What does it mean to submit our bodies, this temple of the Holy Spirit that God has entrusted to our care? What does it mean to really enter into this holy presence, this time of separation, and really experience submitting the flesh to the Spirit? We're called to crucify the flesh so that we can live in the amazing power that God has given us because of Jesus Christ. So it's really, you know, one of those things that we need to make a decision. How are we going to approach this experience? Are we going to, you know, skirt around it, or are we going to open our hearts to the amazing blessings and teachings and experiences that we can have?
All the rest of my questions for this hour are about how we can skirt around it. So I'm going to have to take a break and come up with some more here, Susan.
You've
definitely challenged me. We're talking today with Susan Gregory about the Daniel Fast. She's known as the Daniel Fast blogger, and she's written several books, and the one that we have copies of, the Daniel Fast, it's the expanded edition. It's got some recipes, including a 21-day plan. And it's an opportunity to feed your soul, strengthen your spirit, and renew your body. And I know you're going to want to enjoy and participate in the conversation here as we learn about what does it mean to really submit to God's Spirit in our life in this area. And we're going to be encouraged as we go along. So I hope that you'll join the conversation. Give us a call. You have a question or maybe some experience that you've had in fasting, and we'd just love to have you part of our conversation today with Susan Gregory. It's 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Continue with Susan Gregory in just a moment. Sometimes you're so hungry that the only way you can be fed is to fast. And if you're hungry for more God in your life, you'll want to stay tuned and join in the conversations. We talk about the Daniel Fast with Susan Gregory, who's author and a Bible teacher and Christian life coach. And we're talking about the Daniel Fast. She blogs the Daniel Fast. Is it the Daniel Fast? What's the website?
It's daniel-fast.com.
There we go. Daniel-fast.com. Check that out. Make it a favorite on your browser and get some great insight. So we were talking before about, you know, how we tend to try and skirt around, and we're going to get to calls in just a moment. But I did want to ask you, is it okay to take a break maybe from or during a fast if a sort of special circumstance or situation comes up?
Absolutely. And so let me share an experience that so it can kind of tell, you know, or give a guide of when would be appropriate to push the pause button. And it's not just so, again, it's not so we can just feed our flesh. What I say is we always want love to reign over us. And so I was in a situation where I have an adopted son from Ethiopia, and he went to visit Ethiopia and ended up finding a beautiful woman, and they married. And then they moved back to Seattle, and I live about 100 miles from Seattle, so I was making a special trip over to visit them, and I was fasting during this time. And she spent, in Ethiopia, the honoring of parents is a big deal, and so she had spent a week planning the dinner meal, all day preparing it, and it included lamb. And so here I am in this place where I'm fasting, am I going to deny this her serving me this beautiful meal? Absolutely not. The other thing is in Ethiopia, where coffee was invented and founded, they do what's called a coffee ceremony. And there's the only beverage on the Daniel fast is water, and caffeine beverages are restricted. And so here I am in this beautiful experience and that she was giving to me. And for me to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I'm fasting, I just felt that it would be inappropriate. And there will be times in our lives that that happens, if there's a, you know, a special celebration. And so what I did, I just kind of had that quick prayer and said, Lord, you know, I feel called to push the pause button, and I did. And then I just returned to the fast the next morning. And so there are times when, you know, when it would be appropriate, but it's not just because, you know, you go to a restaurant and that, you know, yummy burger or fish and chips looks so good on the menu. That's feeding the flesh. But when you are, you know, really reaching out and loving people and being in relationship with people and wanting to honor them, that's a good time to push the pause button.
Yeah. And again, as you addressed it, you weren't going to make it about you, right? Maybe that's something that was one of the problem with the Pharisees, right? They were fasting so everybody knew it.
Exactly. And they wanted people to look at them and give them value, give them, you know, points because they were fasting, and they would, you know, look all sad and everything. And that's not, you know, again, it goes back to that same thing of feeding the flesh, feeding the ego, instead of really submitting to God and walking in His ways and walking in the Spirit.
I'm going to continue with more conversation with Susan here on Connecting Faith. Would love to have you join the conversation. And if you've got a story about maybe just an experience or a question about fasting, love to have you call us at 877-933-2484. And Sherry is listening in Cottage Grove. Sherry, go ahead. You're on with Susan Gregory.
Yes, Susan, I appreciate what you're discussing today. I've been into fasting for several years. I'm almost 70, and I've just been so blessed by it. And in fact, I even had a medical problem 34 years ago, and I just felt really strong that my doctor even wanted to give me surgery, and I just felt very strongly about maybe doing a fast first for 10 days. That was 34 years ago, and that fast solved that minor medical problem, and I've never been bothered with it since.
Sherry, thanks for sharing your story and for giving us a call today. You know, Susan, do people look at this as a way? I mean, it you do get the better health physically, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like our caller said, it she fasted submitting her body to the Lord for the healing. The healing happens in so many levels. There is, you know, Jesus is the healer. It says by His stripes you were healed. And so truly we, you know, we've got healing because of our faith in Jesus. But part of that healing can also take place when we've done things on our own choices. We've eaten too much, you know, fat, sugar, salt, and we've done things to our body that puts us out of order. And so the Daniel fast, when you're eating only whole foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you know, good quality foods, drinking only water, no chemicals, not all the junk that's in our diet these days, it's resetting your body physically. And early on in the first couple days of the fast, you may have some discomfort. And one of the things I really encourage people to do is to prepare their bodies for the fast. So if you drink coffee or diet sodas that have caffeine, or if you have a lot of sugar in your diet, you want to taper off that so that on your first day of the fast, your body is pretty clean of that. Then you won't have a lot of the discomforts that some people can have, particularly with caffeine. The headaches and the fatigue can be horrendous. But so when we go on the fast, our body, we're giving our body the foods that God designed for us to be nourished with, to the trace minerals, all the wonderful foods that He created. And our body is absolutely delighted, and it ends up operating in ways that it should. So consequently, you get people who have really high cholesterol, and within 21 days, their cholesterol counts are into healthy zones. Same with people with type 2 diabetes. they start on the Daniel fast, and you always want to take medications. You always want to follow the suggestions of your doctors. So you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to fast, I'm not going to take my medications. Absolutely don't do that. I say follow the advice of your earthly physician while you pray to the great physician. But people, they have these, you know, high blood sugar counts, and again, within days, their blood sugar is leveled so that they can meet those needs that their body has with food as opposed to medication. So it's pretty amazing, Neil, and many people experience healings, and I think it is that combination of honoring our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are entrusted with that care. We are not our own. We were bought with a price. So giving, you know, caring for our bodies in an appropriate manner, and then also coming to the Lord for healing and accepting what he's given to us, receive what he's given to us.
Let's get in a call from Mary here before the break. Mary's listening in to Faith 1270 in Sioux Falls. Go ahead. You're on with Susan Gregory.
Hey, Susan. My question is, I've struggled with an eating disorder most of my life, and so eating is a really big weakness of mine. And to prevent overeating or feeling guilty, I pretty much eat the Daniel fast menu, and I don't eat bad food. And when I do fast, it's like everything inside me screams to eat, like it's just overpowering. So I'm not good at fasting, except maybe fasting from a cup of coffee or breakfast for a couple hours, and then I just go into my normal routine of eating healthy food. So I feel like I'm really, truly not fasting and experiencing what you experienced through it. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Well, I think, first of all, I would start telling yourself that you're good at fasting and change that message that is going on and putting yourself in a position so that the experience you are receiving from the fast isn't coming out of your own efforts, but instead you're submitting yourself to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to minister to you and deliver to you the blessings that are promised to us in the scriptures. So I think there's a little mindset, you know, change that you can make. It can be challenging for people who eat in a very healthy manner, which it's similar to me. I eat really healthy. But it's mainly the attitude, so that the fast is the number one thing about the fast is not the food. The number one thing in all fasting is coming closer to God. And so that's what I would encourage you to do is your approach to the fast. Food is part of it, and there's the restrictions and all of those things that you know, make it that we have to bump up against some things and again, to be submitting ourselves to the Lord. But the big thing is that it's like during this period, this time of consecration, that you are going to be more attentive to the Lord. And that might be that you increase the amount of time that you're spending with him. It may be, you know, some other things. I don't know all of what's going on, but and then have a purpose for your fast. Granted, coming closer to the Lord is the overall purpose, but perhaps you've got some needs, financial needs, relationship needs, physical needs, whatever it is, and having that be the purpose of your fast, and that's the thing that you study the scriptures about. Maybe you have some other good quality Christian books that you use, so that you use this time as a time of transformation, where you're submitting yourself to the Lord, seeking his wisdom, and being transformed by his word.
I'm going to come back and pick up more on that in just a moment. Susan Gregory is going to talk about, there's several steps she's talked about and for a successful fast, including preparing, but there's also praying and planning and praising. We'll get to all those things and more. Invite you to join the conversation. We've got some copies of the Daniel Fast to give away as well, and love to have you ask your question or share your story with Susan. It's 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, talking with Susan Gregory, author, Bible teacher, and Christian life coach, about the Daniel Fast. What if you could grow closer to God and improve your health in just 21 days. Well, that's what has happened to many who have taken part in the Daniel Fast. And Susan Gregory began, she was doing the Daniel Fast for years, and God prompted her to start writing about it. And out of that came the regular blog, and you can find it at daniel-fast.com. And then came the book, The Daniel Fast, Feed Your Soul, Strengthen Your Spirit, and Renew Your Body. And the expanded edition has recipes and a 21-day plan and some devotionals as well and frequently asked questions. And Susan's on with us today. You're in Connecting Faith, and we'd love to have you join the conversation. We've got some copies of the book to give away. If you're hopefully interested in this topic and want to maybe just to, more than anything, draw closer to the Lord, that you see that as a need in your life, as we all should. Here's a great source of some challenge for you. So check it out, 877-933-2484. You can sign up for a copy of the book and ask Susan a question or two, or maybe share your story, 877-933-2484. And Susan, I was thinking, you know, you talked a little bit about answering Mary's question that, you know, mainly it's our attitude. The number one issue is to draw close to the Lord, because I think we probably tend to try and do this on our own all the time, even though this is about submitting to the Spirit. Somehow it always becomes sort of back to our sort of rules and regulations, how we're going to do it. How do we sort of plan and prepare for this without making it becoming just more about us and our list of rules?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the essential things is to really learn what the fast is. And there's a lot, and this is, you know, the thing about fasting is it can almost serve as a microcosm of our whole life and our spiritual life. But we want to learn what are the guidelines of the fast? What are they really about, and how do you have a successful fast? So you really want to do some research. That's why I wrote the book. There's a lot of information out there that is not really supported by the scriptures, and so I really encourage people to really learn what the fast is. That's part of praying about it, of you know, studying it, and open your heart to the Lord. Before you start fasting, start praying about it, your experience, and he will minister to you. He says at any time that we need wisdom to come to him, and he will give it to us generously. And so open your heart to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, and ask him to help you as you pray about this fast, as you know, prior to starting it. Then the next thing you want to do is actually, you know, plan for it. What are your needs? What's going on in your life, and how can you make sure you look at the best time to fast. It's a 21-day period. So if you're going to leave on a vacation or have a lot of business travel, it may not be the best time for you to plan your fast. And so you want to look at your calendar and what's a good time where you're going to really be able to enter into this amazing spiritual experience. And then part of the a big important step is actually preparing for it. And I touched on that in our last segment about preparing your body and making sure that you are free of caffeine, that you taper off caffeine, you taper off the sugary foods that you're eating, taper off even you know, meat, so that your body is prepared. And then in addition, you also want to prepare, so, you know, get your menus together that you're going to be using, and even have some meals in the freezer. The Daniel Fast book has so many recipes that you can use to prepare for those meals ahead of time, because one of the things you will be doing is preparing more of your own meals rather than trying to get, you know, prepared meals from the stores. So you want to plan for that time and prepare for it. And then, you know, so that when you're ready, you know, you're ready to, you know, it's like I sometimes say, it's like preparing for a vacation. You do all kinds of things to get ready for it. You know, get special clothes. You've made your hotel and, you know, arrangements, your flight arrangements, whatever kind of vacation you're planning. And then the day comes and you're ready because you've prepared for it and you're ready to have this amazing time. The same goes for fasting, is you want to get ready for it. And then on that first day of the fast, you are entering it with hope and with joyful anticipation of what's going to happen, because you've put the time into praying about it, and the Lord is, even in this pre-fasting time, he is there standing beside you. And then you're entering into this 21-day experience. It is a deeply beautiful spiritual experience where you truly draw closer to the Lord, and it's almost like a cocoon surrounding you. It's a time of separation, of consecration, and again, that has to do with our approach and our mindset. And then after the fast, when we've commenced our time, that's the time that we want to celebrate. We want to remember all the good things that God has done for us on the fast. That's what I call the time of praising God for all the wonderful things that He's done. And then the last part of that also is processing it. What did you learn about yourself? You want to examine. The kingdom of God is within. What are those inside things that are going on? And what are the good lessons that I learned about myself, about this experience, that I can then take into my everyday life? It's a part of the transformation.
Give me some examples of maybe even out of your life of things that you learned in terms of that process that, maybe you hadn't expected or that you knew, but it was just confirmed. But just tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, let me think about that. One of the things, I'm an active person. I'm a learner. And so often I do take things into my own hands. And so in this fasting experience, examining it, really looking at what are the things that where I feel anxiety, for instance, when do I feel anxious? And then taking the time, opening your heart to the Lord, taking the time and say, oh, look, the seeds of that anxiety is fear. Or the seed of that anxiety is because I'm not trusting God. And so then you can come in with the remedy. So, that's the kind of processing that you can do. You can see, are there challenges that you've got about relationships? Do you find that you may be feeling jealous about something, or you're not? Like there was a situation not too long ago when someone said something, wasn't even a Christian, so it's not like a, sibling in the Lord, but he said something to me that I thought, that wasn't very nice. And I could feel my ego rising up to try to protect myself. And then how am I going to respond to that? Well, we are called to respond in love. And so I thought, don't take offense at that. Just, continue to love this person. Be the light in the world. And that's what we're called as believers, to be the light in this dark world. And oh my goodness, the world is crying and needing so much light because there is so much darkness. So it's those kinds of things where you look at what's going on inside of you, and then how do we align ourselves with the ways of God, with the Word of God.
So do you make a point to maybe work more on reading more or memorizing or journaling during this time?
I do. In fact, I started the Daniel fast yesterday. And so this is the second day, and this is a private fast that I'm doing. And yes, I do. I journal more. And, Neil, it's kind of interesting because, again, it's not – we are partnering with God when we fast. It's like the Holy Spirit comes in, and He's always with us. So I'm not saying that when we fast, He's with us more. It's not that. I think it's that we're opening ourselves up. And so it's even in my prayer time this morning and yesterday morning, it was richer. And I think it's because we set ourselves up with this joyful anticipation, this hope of joyfulness and peace. And one of the things that I got in my prayer time this morning, and I really believe it's part of how I'd set myself up, because I'm expecting God to do and, minister to me and for me to learn during this time of fasting, is to strive toward peace, to make peace something I really go after in my life. It's not so that it's coming out of myself, but when we experience the peace of the Lord, it's because we have put our trust in Him. We have submitted ourselves to Him. And so if I make peace a goal, the peace of Jesus that he has promised us. It says, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but as I give. Then it has so many layers and facets. And so truly, yes, I do, I don't know, it is a drawing closer. It's not necessarily that I do more reading or, because and the whole thing about fasting, we're not changing God during our fast. He's already done everything. He's not going to love us more if we fast. He's not going to do more things for us if we fast. That's not the way it works. What happens is we are opening ourselves. We are, it's us that are changing. So it's a pretty, amazingly powerful experience, fasting.
Talk a little bit about, it was mentioned before the show that I'd, in rereading the book, I'd forgotten about this. You talk in the sort of preparation for a fast, to have a successful fast, you talk about praying and said that, making a quality decision. And I just thought that was a good phrase, and we should talk a little bit about that, because probably people saying, well, yeah, I should do that. Oh, that would be good, you know, but we never sort of get around to it, right? We can always find reasons not to. So talk about the quality decision and to actually deciding to fast.
So when I say a quality decision, what I mean, it's not something that's just on the surface, like you say, maybe I'll do this or this sounds like a good idea. This is one, when we're going to make a quality decision, it's like we're putting a stake in the ground. We've done it. We've come to the Lord. We've done it through prayer. We want it. And this, again, we can use these things that we're learning, that we're experiencing during a fast. We can use it in every part of our lives. So when you make the decision to fast, you are going to stand by it. It's not something that, it's not a whim. You've considered what are the consequences? What are going to be the challenges of this? You've come to the Lord. You've prayed about it. You've studied it. And so you are making a decision. For instance, if you make a decision to be debt free, it's like, this is the decision. From now on, I'm no longer going to use credit cards, and I'm going to pay off my bills. It's a decision that you've made, and we want to do that. We want to make decisions that are consistent with the scriptures, always making sure they are aligned with God's ways. But when we make a decision, it's like we're going to follow through. It isn't something that is going, again, be a, subject to how I feel. Well, I don't really feel like doing it today, so I'm going to change. No, we want to make a decision that is established, and we do that by looking at what is this really about, making sure that it's consistent with the Lord. We pray about it, and then we're really going to do it. So it's setting our minds to this, that we're going to do it. And I'll tell you, Neil, one of the things, I receive a lot of messages from people who feel very guilty and shamed because they didn't continue the fast. They maybe start for, do it for 2 or 3 days, and then they fall off, and they feel like, oh, I failed God. And that it's what's happened is there are two things. Number one is that they have not made that quality decision to really do it. And so, the cake shows up at the office, or the hamburger through the drive-through, or whatever. And so then they break the fast. The other one is that they don't prepare for it. Is that they haven't prepared their hearts. They haven't prepared to make sure that they've got foods that are consistent with the Daniel fast on hand. And so making that quality decision and then doing the steps, doing what's necessary to have a successful fasting experience. And the benefits, the blessings are so immense, and what we can learn about the Lord. And it is a life-changing experience. Even though the fast is only for, some people do it for 10 days. Most people do the Daniel fast for 21 days. That's because Daniel in Daniel 10 fasted for 21 days until the angel came to him. But it's, even though we're doing the fast for these few days, the transformation lasts for the rest of our lives if we continue using the things that we've learned during the fast.
Great insight from Susan Gregory today. We're talking about the Daniel fast. Susan's an author, a Bible teacher, a Christian life coach, and she's been coaching people about the Daniel fast for many years, considered the expert on this type of Christian spiritual fasting. We're going to get to more questions in just a moment. Again, if you have a question or maybe just a story about your experience in using fasting as a way to feed your soul and strengthen your spirit and renew your body. We're talking the Daniel fast today. We'll get some more specifics about that in a moment. Our phone number is 877-933-2484. Discovering why millions of men and women throughout the world are rediscovering the ancient discipline of fasting and as a result encountering God in amazing ways. We're talking about the Daniel fast with Susan Gregory, author, Bible teacher, Christian life coach, and she blogs at the daniel-fast.com and has been blogging there since back in 2007 and has written several books, including the Daniel Fast, and we've got the updated edition. It has some recipes and a 21-day plan, some devotionals in there as well. And our phone number is 877-933-2484. Or if you want to connect with us online, you go to myfaithradio.com and then just click on the Connecting Faith show page. We'll get to Patty's question in a moment. I do want to ask you, though, how is this different than, say, just eating vegan or just eating a healthier way of eating?
Because the Daniel fast is a spiritual experience and just eating vegan is a diet. And
okay.
So the health benefits are very, very similar. And when we look at just the physical part of the body, it's very similar. But again, the thing that I really stress is that people, even if they are doing the Daniel fast for weight loss and health, and that is something that I promote and teach, it still starts with the spiritual emphasis, because we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We're a whole being, and when we integrate our faith with everything we do, we have, we're opening ourselves up for the amazing blessings. So, and again, Neil, the other thing is a diet is outside of us. It's something that is, coming from the outside in. When we fast and experience, and even if one of the purposes for our fast is to understand more about health, understanding who we are in Christ and that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit and aligning our health with the ways of God, and He wants us to be healthy. So, but we're doing that from the inside out. And so the effects, the results, are hugely different. There's a woman that I'm working with right now. She's already lost it's about 20 days that she and I have been working together on one of the programs that I have, Choose Life Now. She's already lost 37 pounds, and she says, I'll never be the same. I've changed my lifestyle. I've got a lifestyle of health now, and it's aligning her ways up with what the scripture teaches, nourishing this amazing body that God created with the foods that He created, and she's having just stunning results.
Well, Patty in Plymouth asked a question we've sort of touched on, but I'll let you maybe go into more detail. She says, can fasting translate and help other areas that you may be struggling with? And I think, you could just maybe say a bit more about that.
Well, it's kind of like if Bill Gates, everybody knows who Bill Gates, mm-hmm. and I'm a big Bill Gates fan. I'm from Seattle, and of course he's the founder of Microsoft and is one of the richest men in all the world. Just gave multi-millions of dollars to the Ebola problem. If he said, Susan, I'm going to allow you to be right by my side and learn everything I know. All you have to do is make a plan, come to my office daily, and listen to what I'm saying. We would do it. Who would not do that? But here we've got the creator of everything, our loving Father that loves us more than we can even imagine, has amazing care for us, and He gives us that same invitation. but we don't do it. We don't do it to the intensity and to the levels that we would if it was someone physical in this world doing that. So that's what I'm saying. When we fast, it is time to come to the Lord, increase our understanding of Him, getting to know Him as our Father, really understanding our love. So many people have issues with low self-esteem and doubt and feeling poorly about themselves. But that's because they're trying to find their value in the world. They're depending on other people saying, you know, telling them if they're good or bad or measuring up or not. Instead, looking into the mirror of the Scriptures, looking into the person that God created us to be and finding our value there, where He made us into these beautiful creations that He was pleased with. And so, absolutely, when we enter into a time of prayer and fasting and center on those things that are challenging us, that we absolutely can be transformed because the Lord has every single thing we need. So it's just focusing on it, learning what He has to say about it, and then allowing ourselves to be changed and aligned with His truth.
Susan, we've got about, 4 minutes or so left. I'm wondering if, you know, you've been doing this for a while, but writing about it for years. I'm wondering if over time, if you're doing things maybe that help you plan better, maybe if just having sort of the right kind of food in the house or things, and is there maybe one or two areas of sort of challenge that most people sort of that can get waylaid by it in the, you know, 2 or 3 days into it?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is people planning for their meals, and so I do teach about that in the book, and there's lots of tips on the website. Usually people in our diets, in the meals that we prepare, we kind of have, like, as far as dinner meals, we have like 6 or 7 that we just kind of rotate. That's I've done a lot of research about that. You know, it's not like we're doing a new menu every single night. So what I encourage people to do is really, before they fast, it's part of their preparation, select what are those meals going to be. Make sure that they've got foods that they can take to work, foods that they can, you know, little snack bags of nuts or, you know, cut up vegetables, so that when they have that triggering point, like, okay, I'm hungry, that there's something to eat. There's something there that they can have that is consistent with the fast. So what I encourage people to do is part of their preparation is to look at their calendar and plan out a week's worth of meals, to have a period of time, like maybe a 4 hours on a Saturday or whatever day works, where they plan their meals, they look at what are the things that they have on hand that's in their fridge and in their pantry already, take advantage of the seasonal things that are offered in their areas, look at the sales that they have, and then come and prepare the meals, get everything ready for, you know, cook once, you know, eat twice, so that you know, making a big pot of, you know, vegetarian chili or something like that and freeze one portion of it and then keep one there. And so in that, and then make this a joyful experience. Put on some great praise music. Have your family involved with you or a friend. But that's, I would say, Neil, that's the biggest downfall is the preparation of food. So, you know, so it's meeting that need.
And online, you've got lots of links, I'm sure, right, to get help in those areas as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. Sure. Uh-huh. We've got some free giveaways, and we give some, you know, things where people can come to the site and look and get all the guidelines and everything. But I do encourage people to get the book. It goes into so much more depth. And, of course, that's, you know, available, the giveaways that you have, or they can certainly get it through any of the local bookstores or Amazon or Barnes & Noble, any of those kinds of booksellers.
Sure. It's the Daniel Fast, and this is the expanded edition, which has the 21-day plan. And, again, it's about feeding your soul, strengthening your spirit, and renewing your body. And, Susan, we just have a minute left, and I guess that's just the bottom line, isn't it, that this is really about submitting ourselves to the Holy Spirit's leading in all areas of life, and what a difference it can make.
Absolutely, and not only the amazing difference it can make in our own lives, but in the lives of people in the world. That is, that, you know, the Great Commission. We are called to be Christ in this world. We are His light, and we want to make sure that we're shining brightly.
Susan Gregory joining today, talking about the Daniel Fast. She mentioned just Choose Life Now, which is an interactive e-course, and that's part of a ministry she has as well, Faith Driven Life. And you can find out more about that, get some links if you go to daniel-fast.com. That's where she writes regularly, and I encourage you to check out the book as well, The Daniel Fast. The online's daniel-fast.com. Susan Gregory, author, Bible teacher, Christian life coach, giving us some great insight today. Susan, always nice to talk with you, and thank you for sharing, you know, so personally out of your life and experience as well.
Thanks, Neil. It was great being with you. Blessings to you.
Susan Gregory joining us today on Connecting Faith. If you missed part of the program or want to just share it with a friend, you know, all our podcasts are easily shareable, and we post them after the show. So you can go online, myfaithradio.com, and then click on Connecting Faith and look at the podcast archives and share with a friend, and we'll see you again tomorrow.